During their first court appearance, both Maddox and Carter Smith pleaded not guilty to all charges against them. The two were accused of together running a scheme to bribe, extort, and defraud companies and individuals doing business with city government, as well as illegal real estate dealings. The trial is set to begin January 14th, and both are granted pretrial release. Conditions for their release include no contact with anyone related to Governance Incorporated, the company Maddox started that's at the center of the scheme, though at the request of Maddox's attorney that excludes family members who worked with the company. Maddox and Carter Smith are also ordered not to leave the Northern District of Florida, hand over their passports, and are subject to random drug and alcohol testing. As for the FBI's years-long investigation into corruption in Tallahassee government, a U.S. attorney says it is ongoing. In the meantime, Governor Rick Scott signed an executive order suspending Maddox from office. Mayor John Daley says the city is accepting applications for a new commissioner to hold Maddox's seat.
We are looking for applications to fill seat one. We are dedicated to finding the most talented individual that can help move this community forward.
Since Maddox is being suspended, Daley says if the trial is resolved before that election and Maddox is exonerated, Maddox could come back to finish his term. Daley, flanked by his fellow commissioners, expressed sympathy for Maddox.
Our heart does go out to Commissioner Maddox and his family during this difficult time. We truly believe in a judicial process where you are innocent until proven guilty.
The commission has until December 26th to select its top three candidates, and the new commissioner will be announced at the commission's meeting on the 31st. Applications can be submitted through Saturday, December 22nd. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daley.